Cadence and Epilogue. Final Statement. Description of Studies. Written by Z. Charnel. Spring 1986. Heading. Cadence. Cadence is a point of repose or resolve in a musical composition. Cadence involves a kind of rhythmic formulation. Cadence satisfies the rhythmic patterns introduced in a musical composition. This document is meant to provide the function of cadence for the thesis. Heading: Motifs, Themes, and Movements. This thesis has introduced a large number of motifs, brief melodic figures, theme fragments. Each motif has a rhythmic pattern, a number of elements inflected, poised, and positioned. There are larger scale rhythmic patterns which overstructure the patterns of the motifs. These larger scale patterns form the movements. Dominant motifs are 1. Semiology, semiotics, meaning containing and meaning conveying. 2. Form as an artifact of process. 3. Form as an indicator of process. 4. Indicators, signifiers, and symbols. Signifiers which denote or point to, symbols which metaphorically transform signifiers, which represent or stand for. Number 5, symbol schemes and symbol systems. Number 6, logical and other than logical functions of language. These listed motifs are encompassed in only a few of the movements within the 6 sections of this thesis. This means that what seems to be whole disciplines, and there are 16 disciplines listed, are being regarded as theme fragments or motifs. In other movements, other motifs have been offered in counterpoint. The altered states of consciousness, in hypnosis in particular, levels of consciousness, linkage, subconscious sequences or totes, the stereocognitive functions of moral perception, hemispheric specialization or lateralization of the brain, magnetic connections, in addition to electrical and chemical connections within and between nervous systems. Broadly, cognitive science and artificial intelligence, psycholinguistics, and psychobiology. Heading: The 6 subject headings of the thesis. The degree proposal for this thesis listed 6 section headings. There are many movements within each of these 6 things. The motifs mentioned so far relate mainly to the section heading Language, Literacy, and Intelligence made for each other! Exclamation point, question mark. The motifs already mentioned relate secondarily to 2 other section headings, Perception and Neuronal Activity and the Truth Spectrum. The motifs are applied and embodied in a 4th section heading Anarchism. A 5th of the 6 listed sections, Political Evolution, Social Psychology, and Triune Brain Theory, is tangent to some of these themes. The final of the 6 principal sections stands untreated by the motifs in the foregoing, System Morphogenesis. The motifs of this section are Rail Mode, Dissipative Structures, Synergetics, Universally Open Systems, Gestalt Theory, and Structuralism. Heading: An Epilogue. This cadence is meant to assemble and relate these motifs, yet were it only a synopsis or an abstract, there would be no newly formulated implications or inferences. It is an epilogue because there are newly formulated implications or references. Heading: What is consciousness? As here used, and as used elsewhere, the word conscious does not mean aroused and responsive to sense stimuli, the medical sense of the word. Rather, conscious means having a focus of attention upon the self-referencing, noticing the self. The word attention has the special definition of an achieved awareness, as used by the anthropologist Carlos Castaneda. The alternative to being conscious is an edgeless self, an undefined self, a submerged and functioning self, committed to participation in a very full way in the largest scheme, life, the universe, as a whole. Julian Jayne's book, The Origin of Consciousness in the Breakdown of the Bicameral Mind, very helpfully poses the question, what is consciousness? Alternatively, the question may be phrased, consciousness versus what? If one doesn't have consciousness, what does one have? Jayne, of course, answers, a bicameral mind. Heading, what is a bicameral mind? What is a bicameral mind? The phenomenon of hemispheric specialization called lateralization characterizes the two hemispheres as being, on the one hand, left, analytical, logical, serial, or linear, on the other hand, right, visual, spatial, holistic, and parallel. This reference to the right and left side of the brain introduces what could be a confusion. The right hand, in fact the right side, connects to the left hemisphere of the brain. The left hand, the left side, connects to the right hemisphere of the brain. That means that behavior characterized as being of the right or conservative is correlated with the left hemisphere of the brain. Behavior characterized as being of the left or liberal is correlated with the right side of the brain. Heading, cameral, the visual, spatial, right hemisphere. The visual and spatial capacity of the right hemisphere is camera-like. Isn't it bicameral to have the functions usually reserved for the right hemisphere in both hemispheres? Dyslexics are found to have just that situation, two right hemispheres and none left, as Whittleson puts it. Two right hemispheres and none left. Approximately 15% of the population are born with the brain development strategy we associate with dyslexia. Heading, handedness, language skills, and left hemisphere correlations. It is known that children under the age of 8 years recover speech abilities when those older either don't or else they recover the abilities very much more difficultly when experiencing damage to the speech centers in the left temporal lobe of the brain, either by illness or an injury. 2. It is known that any person who is left-handed or who has left-handed parents, left-handed siblings, or left-handed children recovers speech abilities better than exclusively right-handed persons with no such left-handed kin. Number 3. It is known that mixed-handed persons have an 11% greater cross-sectional area of the corpus callosum than exclusively right-handed persons. This entails the loss of about 25 million neurons. A small number of neurons are formed in the cerebellum during the first 2 months of infancy. Even fewer cells are added up to and through the age of 9 to 10. The difference in the cross-sectional area can only come from cell atrophy. Number 4. Two correlations are accepted. That there is a correlation between the acquisition of language skills and being left-handed or right-handed, and that there is a correlation between recovering language skills and being less than 8 years old. Please continue to part